As you can see from the example, waxes is an ester linkage between a fatty acid, such as stearic acid, and fatty alcohol, oleal alcohol. So what the waxes is made up of? Two things only. A fatty acid and fatty alcohol. Clear? See. When we say ester linkage, the ester linkage, this is the ester linkage. It is a covalent bond between acid, COOH, and alcohol, the OH, with the splitting of water. So what is the ester linkage? It is a type of covalent bond. What is the peptide bond? A type of covalent bond. Glycosidic bond is a covalent bond. That just to differentiate between different types of covalent bond. So what is the ester linkage? It is a covalent bond between what? An acid, COOH, carboxylic acid. And the alcohol OH. What is the result? The result is splitting out water, and this is the linkage. This is the ester linkage. See? A covalent bond. So, when we say, see here, waxes are ester. Esters of. Esters means ester linkage. Between what? A fatty acid. And fatty alcohol, what is the fatty? Fatty acid we know, we study. Fatty alcohol, it is a fatty acid with alcohol OH. Clear? So this is the waxes. Waxes are ester, a covalent bond between fatty acid and fatty alcohol. Clear? Now, Waxes are found in the skin of animals, including humans, in the feather, ريش يعني, in the feather of birds, ريش الحيوانات, الطيور. Also in the leaves of plants. Also in fruits, such as apple, the outer layer. What is waxes are hydrophobic. This is why their function is to repel water. Why our body repels water? Because of the waxes. Why the apple does not absorb the water? Because of the waxes on the outer layer. Same thing to the leaves of the plants. Same thing to the feather of the birds. ريش الطيور. Because of the waxes. And this is actually the function of the waxes. Clear? This is only what you need to know about waxes. Also, the fatty acid in the waxes normally it is saturated. While the fatty alcohol could be saturated or not saturated. So the fatty acid normally is saturated. While fatty alcohol could be saturated or unsaturated. And in this example, it is unsaturated here. يا بنت هنا قبل ما تدخل تستأذن لأنك جاي متأخرة. تفضلي. وأنا أقسم بالله إنه غير يدعى نفسي وأنتو يا جماعة أنتو كبار وحكيت لكم إياها من أول محاضرة لكن ما في فائدة نعرف وراح تطلع من عندنا أول عمر سنة ثانية وفي ريكورد وأنا بتبقى هذا مش حابة أبهدي لكم إياه يعني تراي أسيل جليسيرول تراي أسيل جليسيرول اللي هي معروفة عامة إيش الشحوم الثلاثية الشحوم الثلاثية وبعامة هي الشحوم الفات فلذلك لما تقول فات في معظم الأحيان شو بتحصل تراي أسيل جليسيرول وبالفحوصات الطبية this is the تراي أسيل جليسيرول اللي هي الشحوم الثلاثية الشحوم الثلاثية Triacylglycerol. When you say now, as I told you from in the first lecture, triacylglycerol. Try to understand the name. Tri means three. Acyl, fatty acids. Glycerol. So there is three fatty acids attached to a glycerol. And this is their structure. So this is the glycerol. CH2OH, CHOH, CH2OH. This is the glycerol. How many carbon atoms? Three. To each carbon atom attached what? A fatty acid. A fatty acid. So three carbon atoms in the glycerol attached to every carbon atom, a fatty acid. This is why we have one, two, three fatty acids attached to a glycerol. This is why we call it triacyl, three fatty acids attached to a glycerol from the knee. What type of bond? COOH and OH, ester linkage. So there is always splitting of water. Three ester linkage, three splitting of water. And this is the triacyl glycerol. See here. Triacyl glycerol. What is the backbone of the triacyl glycerol? The glycerol. Is that one that the fatty acid attached to? So the backbone here, this is the backbone. The glycerol. Attached to it, one fatty acid, two, and three. Triacyl glycerol is one of the most important fat and in the lipid family actually. Why? Because 90 to 95% of the lipids in our food is in the form of triacylglycerol. So why triacylglycerol is very important? Because 90 to 95% of the fat in our food is in the form of triacylglycerol. Clear? Now, when you eat animal fat, animal's fat, it is in the form of triacylglycerol. When you eat the oil, plant's oil, it is in the form of triacylglycerol. So why triacylglycerol is the most important lipid in our food? Because animal's fat and is in the form of triacylglycerol, and plant's oil is in the form of triacylglycerol. Clear? This is why triacylglycerol is very important. And we will study in the GIT, inshallah, in the second year, the digestion of the fat. The digestion of the fat. Clear? The triacylglycerol. See here. So triacylglycerol is three fatty acids attached to a glycerol. What is the backbone here? The glycerol. If the three fatty acids are the same, we call it simple triacylglycerol. What is the simple triacylglycerol? A triacylglycerol with the three fatty acids, the same. If they are different, then we call it mixed triacylglycerol. Phospholipids. Phospholipids are amphipathic, as you studied before. What is the amphipathic?
Two sides.
Yeah, I know. So the amphipathic has two sides. One polar, one non-polar. One hydrophilic, one hydrophobic. One hydrophilic, one hydrophobic. هذا كله أخذناه وين بالمحاضرة الأولى. إذا قلت لك المحاضرة الأولى مهمة جدا خلال دراستك في كل من السنة الأولى للسنة السادسة. عشان تعرف الهيدروفيليك، هيدروفوبيك، بولار، نان بولار، والهيدروجين بوند، والديفرنت تايب كوفيلنت بوند، وبولار ونان بولار. Anyway, so phospholipids are amphipathic. Amphipathic. One side hydrophilic, one side hydrophobic. And normally in our body, where do you find the phospholipids? In the cell membrane. In the cell membrane. Phospholipids are classified into two groups. Phospholipids are classified into two groups. Phosphoglyceride and sphingolipids. So phosphoglyceride and sphingolipids, both are phospholipids. So phospholipids are of two types or two classes. Phosphoglyceride and sphingolipids. See here. What is the backbone for triacylglycerol? Glycerol. What is the backbone for phosphoglyceride? Glycerol. Glycerol. What is the backbone for sphingolipids? Sphingosine. Sphingosine. Clear? As we will see. We will start with phosphoglyceride. This is the phosphoglyceride. This is the structure of phosphoglyceride. What is the backbone? Glycerol. This is the glycerol. As we said, glycerol has three carbon atoms. To the first carbon atom and second fatty acid. To third one, phosphate. Very similar to triacylglycerol. But to third carbon atom there is phosphate, not a fatty acid. This structure, with the phosphate, there are different molecules could bind. But glycerol with two fatty acids and phosphate, in this format we call it phosphatidate. And all phosphoglycerides, has the phosphatidate. So phosphatidate is the basic structure for all phosphoglyceride. So any phosphoglyceride must contain what? Glycerol, two fatty acids, and the phosphate. What is the difference between one phosphoglyceride and another?
It is the R group.
Is the R group. So any phosphoglyceride will contain phosphatidate. What is the difference between one phosphoglyceride and another? Is the R group. And this is examples of the R group. وهي مطلوب منكم. Serine could bind to the phosphate group here. If it is serine, then we call it phosphatidyl serine. Or could be choline, phosphatidyl choline. Or could be inositol, phosphatidyl inositol, as we will see in third year, inshallah. As you can see, all of them, they play a very important role in cell signaling. You study this in that, and you will study it again in the molecular biology. Cell signaling, communication between the cells. Cell signaling. Beside the choline, phosphatidyl choline, it has a very important role in pulmonary surfactant. Surfactant is present in the alveoli in our lungs. It prevents the collapse of the alveoli, and thus the collapse of lungs. يعني بالأطفال حديثي الولادة ليش بحطوهم بالخدات؟ لأنه الرئتين عندهم مش مكتملات. شو اللي مش مكتمل؟ إفراز الرئتين عندهم لمادة السرفاكتانت. السرفاكتانت هاي المادة السرفاكتانت يعني الحويصلات الهوائية الألفيولاي اسمها ألفيولاي حويصلات الهوائية السرفاكتانت بتكون على السطح الداخلي لا الحويصلات الهوائية فلذلك بتمنع اللي هو الكولابس of the alveoli. شو اللي بسبب الكولابس؟ اللي هو الماء. إذا الماء بكون موجود هون هاي الحويصلات الهوائية إذا الماء بنترك لحاله كله ماء هاي الحويصلة من الداخل راح يتجاذب لبعضه عن طريق وش رابطة؟ هيدروجين بوند فبيؤدي إلى الكولابس. شو بمنع الهيدروجين بوند؟ السرفاكتانت. فلذلك الأطفال والحديثي الولادة بنحطوا بالخدات لأنه أجسام الأطفال أجسامنا خلال عملية النمو في رحم الأم ببلش بتراي سمستر الترايب يعني بالثلث الأخير من الحمل ببلش إنتاج السرفاكتانت. كلير؟ فلذلك الولادة قبل موعدها يكون جسم الطفل لسه ما أفرز السرفاكتانت. Anyway, so phosphatidate is made up of glycerol, two fatty acid and one phosphate. What is the difference between one phosphoglyceride and another? Is the R group only. Clear? Normally is found in the cell membrane. In the cell membrane. This is the phosphatidate as you can see. One fatty acid, second fatty acid, and this is the phosphate group. The second type of phospholipids. The second type of phospholipids is sphingolipids. What is the backbone for sphingolipids? Sphingosine. What is the sphingosine? Glycerol is CH2OH, CHOH, CH2OH. This is the glycerol we study for triacylglycerol and phosphatidate. Now, sphingolipids. This is the sphingosine. See? It is 18, the one in the orange color or pink color. This is the sphingosine, the backbone for sphingolipids. It is 18 carbon atoms. We call it amino alcohol unsaturated. It is amino group. There is amino group. There is alcohol. And there is a double bond. So sphingosine is made up of how many carbon atoms? 18 carbon atoms. It is amino alcohol unsaturated. لازم تعرفه. Amino alcohol unsaturated with 18 carbon atoms. Clear?
Now, attached to carbon atom number 2, a fatty acid, to sphingosine. So sphingosine, with attached to it a carbon atom number 2, a fatty acid, we call this structure ceramide. Ceramide is the basic structure for all sphingolipids. What is the difference between, what is the difference between one sphingolipid and another? Is the R group here, is the X here. What is attached to carbon atom number 1? So, ceramide is made up of what? Sphingosine attached to it, to its carbon number 2, a fatty acid. What is that? Ceramide. Ceramide is sphingosine attached to it, carbon atom number 2, a fatty acid. What is the difference between one sphingolipid and another? Is what is attached to carbon atom number 1. Clear? No. شو في الساعة؟ Clear? Now, what is important here also is to know some examples to what could be attached at carbon atom number 1 of the ceramide. See here, if phosphocholine is attached to carbon atom number 1, to X, then it is sphingomyelin in the myelin sheath, in the neurons. So neurons, normally, what is attached to carbon atom? Number 1, phosphocholine. Do you understand or not? So if carbon is a carbon atom 1 attached to it, phosphocholine, then the result is sphingomyelin. So sphingomyelin is made up of what? Ceramide, and attached to carbon atom number 1, phosphocholine. If X is a single attached to carbon atom number 1, a single monosaccharide, then cerebrosides, we call it. What is the cerebrosides? Ceramide and attached to carbon atom number 1, a single monosaccharide. For example, the glucose. If more than one glucose is attached to carbon atom number 1, then globoside. Globoside. So what's the globosides? Ceramide and attached to carbon atom number 1, more than one monosaccharide. More than one monosaccharide. If complex disaccharides or oligosaccharide. Oligosaccharide is a short chain of monosaccharides. And at the top there is sialic acid. So monosaccharides attached to each other, short chain, we call it oligosaccharide. And at the end of the oligosaccharide, there is sialic acid. The sialic acid is negatively charged. If this combination is attached to carbon atom number 1, then the result is ganglioside, the GM2. Short. Clear? So GM2 is made up of what? Ceramide and attached to carbon atom number 1, what? Oligosaccharides, and at the end of the oligosaccharide there is sialic acid. What is the charge of sialic acid? Negatively charged. And they normally, they function, they are found, the GM2 is found in the plasma membrane of the cells. They function as receptors, antigen and receptors, in the cell membrane. So they are found in the cell membrane, the GM2. Clear? Cholesterol. As we said in the last lecture, cholesterol is very, very important molecule in our blood or our body. As we said in the last lecture, the function of cholesterol is all steroid cholesterol, as we will study inshallah in the second year in the endocrine module. You will study the synthesis pathway of steroid hormones, and all steroid hormones are synthesized from cholesterol. Also in the second year, you will study the synthesis of bile acids and bile salts from cholesterol. Also vitamin D is synthesized from cholesterol. So cholesterol play a very, very important role in our body. Cholesterol, as written, is a waxy, whitish to yellow color substance. Clear? 18 yearly, there is differences, as we said in the last lecture, between textbook. But let us agree that 80% of the cholesterol in our body is synthesized by our liver and intestine. So 80% of the cholesterol is in our body. The source is our body itself, the liver and small intestine. Only 20% of the cholesterol comes from the food. Only 20%. Otherwise, the rest is from our body. Only animals produce cholesterol. No cholesterol in plants. No cholesterol in plants. No cholesterol in plants at all. It is only found in animals. Another thing, cholesterol, as we said, our body can't break cholesterol. This doesn't have our body does not have the enzymes to break down cholesterol to produce, for example, energy. We don't have that enzymes to break down cholesterol. And see the strange thing. The only way that our body can get rid of cholesterol is through secondary bile acids. The one that we study, inshallah, in the second day. So, our body can't get rid of cholesterol. Only one mechanism to get rid of cholesterol is through secondary bile acids. What is the function of bile acids and bile salts, as we will see? They help in degradation of the fat in our intestine. Degradation of the fat. From where our body synthesizes bile acids and bile salts? From cholesterol. So our liver converts the cholesterol into bile acid and bile salts. Then the bile acids and bile salts, they help in the degradation of the fat and the digestion. Clear? So only animals produce cholesterol. Only animals produce cholesterol, no cholesterol in plants. Our body does not have the mechanism, the enzymes to break down the cholesterol. Clear? The only way to get rid of cholesterol is the secondary bile acids, as we will see. Inshallah. As we said, as long as the cholesterol in its normal range, it is very, very important for our body. The problem is when the cholesterol level is high, then they may cause different complications, the cardiovascular system diseases. Now, the structure of cholesterol. As you can see, cholesterol is made up of 27 carbon atoms. How many carbon atoms? 27 carbon atoms. And how many rings? Four rings. A, B, C, and D. Six member ring A, B, C, five member ring D. The side chain is made up of, this is the side chain. It's made up of how many carbon atoms? Eight carbon atoms. So cholesterol, how many carbon atoms? In general, 27 carbon atoms. How many rings? Four. The side chain is made up of how many carbon atoms? Eight carbon atoms. How many OH? Only one. Attached to which carbon atom? Three. How many double bond? One. Between 5 and 6. The side chain is attached to which carbon atom? 17. In which ring? D. So 17 and 20 in the side chain C. Because 18 and 19 to the side chains here, CH3. This is the structure of the cholesterol. So cholesterol is made up of how many carbon atoms? 27. The side chain is made up of? 8 carbon atoms. That OH group is found in which carbon atom? 3. The double bond is between? 5 and 6. The side chain is connected with which ring? D. To which carbon atom? 17. And the atom between which atom? Which atoms? The bond between the side chain and D ring is between which atoms? 17 of the ring and 20 with the side chain. This is the structure of the cholesterol. Can our body degrade the cholesterol rings? No, we don't have the enzymes to degrade the cholesterol. Eicosanoids. What is the eicosanoids? Eco, as you can see, is number 20. So eicosanoids, they act as local hormones. They act as local hormones. Clear? They are synthesized from arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid is made up of how many carbon atoms? 20 carbon atoms. With how many double bonds? 4 double bonds. So eicosanoids are made up of 20 carbon atoms. And they are synthesized from which amino fatty acid? Arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid. They act as a local hormone. The eicosanoids include, which we will study inshallah in details. Eicosanoids, when you see eicosanoids, it includes prostaglandins, thromboxins, and leukocytes. So all of these three, we call them eicosanoids. So prostaglandins, the one we said about in the last lecture. What is the general function of prostaglandins and thromboxins? Inflammation response. We said a few points about prostaglandins. We said it's very important for inflammation response in our immune system. What is the function of thromboxins? Where do you find thromboxins? Blood platelets. So they play a very important role in blood clotting. Blood clotting. See how important it is. Clear? The last thing in today's lecture is fat and health. Fat and health. As we said, in the last lecture we studied the importance of lipids. We said that the lipids play a very, very, very important functions in our body. As long as they are in their normal levels. But once the lipids level are high, they cause different complications. Specifically the cardiovascular system diseases. Cardiovascular diseases. They may also, the high level of lipids, they may enhance the cancer even. They may enhance cancer, the formation of cancer. This is why it is very important to keep the fat and lipids in their normal level. And the last slide here, it gives you the normal level of the lipids in our body. See the cholesterol. Cholesterol, normally it should be less than 200 milligrams per deciliter. Should be less than 200. Average high, borderline high, it is between 200 and 239. If it is 240 or more, it is high. So we have the normal should be less than 200. 200 to 239, borderline high. It is alarm for that person to decrease the cholesterol. High, it is equal to 240 or more than 240. Clear? Triacylglycerol. اللي هي الشحوم الثلاثية اللي معك. Triacylglycerol. والكوليسترول لما تروح بدك تحدد في تفاصيل له اللي راح تاخذوها ان شاء الله مع الدكتور سميع. ال LDL VLDL وال HDL. هاي الانواع. Lipoproteins. Lipoproteins, what is their function? Transport of lipids in our blood. Transport of lipids. أهمهم LDL, VLDL and HDL. The good cholesterol is the HDL. The bad cholesterol is the LDL. Clear? So this is the subtypes. Cholesterol is the total cholesterol. ممكن أحياناً تطلب للبيشن إلى نوع تحاليل دقيقة للسبتايبس LDL, VLDL و HDL. Then triacylglycerol. إحنا بنحكيها triacylglycerol or triacylglycerides. بس هي. Glycerol or lipid. بالله عليك يا رب. خلص من نروح برضه. هذا إحنا طالعين. So triacylglycerides. يعني تصوروا انتوا لو انه عددكم مكتمل اقسم بالله لا تكون مثل الراس اللي طالع طالع واللي فايت فايت واللي راس يا رجل اذا كان الدكتور يفوت قبل ما يستجيب يفوت واحد تصور بس خذ تراي اسيد جليسرول or triglycerides. Normally it is less than 150 milligram per deciliter. Borderline high between 150 and 199. Borderline. High it is 200 to 499. And very high more than 500. It could get very high. More than 500 in some people. The best way is to be active, sport and your food. To take care of the fat in your food. Clear? على الرغم انه لحد اليوم ترى لا تفكر ان الامور واضحه لحد اليوم في احدث الابحاث العلميه انه بالنسبه للكوليسترول والهرمون. شو واضح؟ انه يعني الكوليسترول حد الآن الأمور مش واضحة ولكن هذا الدارج الأيام هذا الدارج عند الأطباء إنه كوليسترول وتراي أسيد كوليسترول should be in this range. Clear. شكرا لكم لحسن استماعكم. إذا عندك أي سؤال تفضل.